Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, year after year we come to celebrate this season of Lent, beginning with Ash Wednesday. And it is like the same readings are repeated over and over again. Sometimes we take it for granted that we know everything. But every year, the Word of God is new. The Gospel reminds us of what we should do during Lent. Pray. Fast, give alms. Sometimes we take them so literally. We fast from food. Some will fast from food from morning to evening. But it is difficult for us to fast from the unkind word. And already on Sunday, I got a message from a friend who said, it was sent by Pope Francis, that whilst we fast from food, we should also fast from attitudes, actions, and words that literally kill people whilst they are still alive. And that is what we are called to. The Lord, in his love and mercy, says he will never forget us in our difficulties. He will be with us to support us, but we also need to play our part. We can pray, we can fast, but if we fail to repent, and repentance does not mean just turning away from the sins we have committed, but also seeing what we have failed to do, the omissions, we should fill in all the gaps. It's a period when we begin to understand that though unworthy in the presence of God, God still loves us. And when we put the ashes on ourselves, we tell the Lord we accept our waywardness and we are ready to repent, to turn away from them. We are just like the ash we put on ourselves before God. We have no weight when we sin. We become too light that the wind can blow us away. But when we have God with us, we become heavy that the wind of evil will not be able to blow us away. So as we come together to celebrate the beginning of this holy season, when every one of us is making it a point to walk hand in hand with Christ, journeying from the Garden of Gethsemane to Calvary, let us call to mind our weaknesses. Accept them, not to sit down and cry over them, but to rejoice that we have a brother who has taken the lead and who has sacrificed his life, that we may be able to be reunited with our Father, to be reunited with our brothers and sisters, and to receive forgiveness. Whilst we are ready to receive forgiveness, let us be ready also to forgive others. It is not all that easy to forgive. When things hurt, we would want to retaliate. But the Lord said, "Vengeance is mine." Let us not revenge. Let us give everything back to the Lord. When somebody sins against us and it hurts, let us go before the Blessed Sacrament, sit down and cry to the Lord. If we hit back, we are just becoming like the one who hurt us. Some do it out of ignorance. Others do it because that had happened to them and they want to take revenge. But as a Catholic, as a Christian, who is marking himself or herself with ash reminding himself or herself of the weaknesses that are ingrained in our nature, let us remember until we are ready to forgive and forgive and forgive. All our Lenten observances, our Christianity will mean nothing at the end. But Christ died that it should mean everything. That every one of us must have some peace and joy here and still have access to the love and mercy of God. Soon we'll be putting the ashes on ourselves to tell the Lord we are unworthy. In our unworthiness, let us recall the love and mercy of God that gives life. And let us cooperate with that life to give joy to the world.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.